to a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. I haven't updated you on my message of the next dispensation of the incorruptible seed. Basically, you need to first of all review the other three messages on the incorruptible seed, because this is like part four. I haven't done a video on part three, so this will kind of refresh you. If you listen to those episodes, then this will make more sense. So I'm just going to read it to you because I can't memorize it. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God's Word to Abraham is what produced Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Jesus' seed is the words he planted. So, Jesus said this about his own death. In John 12:24, he said, "I tell you truly, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, plentiful harvest of new lives." And then in another translation, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a kernel of corn fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit." So Jesus planted himself as a seed, knowing that his seed would produce fruit after his likeness, according to his word. So only the incorruptible seed keeps on producing a more supernatural seed as it grows. So in Romans 8:29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." We were predestined to become his seed and continue to reproduce more incorruptible seeds. In other words, we are the Word because we're the offspring of Jesus. 2,000 years ago, the apostles had only the Old Testament and what they had seen and witnessed Jesus doing while he was here. They all wrote down the New Testament for us, but as they did not have a New Testament, they taught by word. They taught the doctrine of what Jesus said, so everything was by spoken word in the New Testament. They were teaching the gospel by the spoken word as they were writing it down at the same time. So, when John wrote Revelation, he was on an isolated island by himself writing visions, and he didn't want these visions changed and when they were found after he died. So he wrote down two verses. These verses are simply the copyright protected verses that he added to and said, "While I testify every man that heareth these words and the prophecies of this book, if any man shall add unto, that God shall add unto him plagues." So he's like cursing anybody that's going to change his writings. "And if any man shall take away from my words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life," etc. You can read it for yourself. But all I'm trying to inform you of is all he's doing is adding a copyright protected phrase to his work. There was no New Testament. The New Testament hadn't been written and wasn't written for 300 years. There was no way, that this was known going to be the last book in the New Testament. So people are reading these verses and acting like we can't add to the Word of God because of this. The body of Christ has taken this to mean that no one can have anything to say from this point on. Well, if God hasn't had anything to say in 2,000 years, we're in big trouble, okay? We are living in a 2,000-year-old shadow of a dead dispensation. The words that are being spoken through his body now will become the next dispensation of the word that will bring about a new dispensation of the next coming of the incorruptible seed. The seed that keeps on coming, keeps on expanding and becoming more supernatural as it moves his body into his mind. Now, Hebrews 1:1, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. Well, the word son there means sons of Abraham, son of man, children of Israel, a son of Abraham, a joint heir with Jesus. So in this last days, God is speaking to us through the sons of Abraham. That's who we are. So God is still speaking to us through his own body. The question is, who is listening and writing down the words for the next dispensation? If his body as his son are not speaking forth the oracles of God, then we are not born of his spirit. As his body, we must be saying what we hear the Father saying and speaking forth to others to hear. We are the incorruptible seed of Jesus, the living word, his offspring. For I have given unto them the words which thou hast given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou hast sent me. Jesus said that about getting words from God. So I am speaking forth what I hear and writing down for the next dispensation. What I am writing will produce the next dispensation of the incorruptible seed, the next generation of Jesus and his seed that he planted in the earth, the seed that we are partakers of as his body. And you can read those scriptures I read to you earlier on John 12:24. He is the incorruptible seed. His seed will abide forever, and it will keep on producing into eternity more incorruptible seeds, supernatural seeds. So, you can read in Daniel what Daniel saw, and I'm going to put this message in an audio on the audio page along with the text. But the point of this message is that we are Jesus' offspring. We are Jesus' sons. We are God's grandsons. So when we speak, our words become incorruptible seeds. These words are going to create a new dispensation of the incorruptible seed that Jesus planted. And that is what will produce the second coming. When the word becomes, when the word in you produces fruit in you, and you become the word just as Jesus did. So I hope that wasn't too confusing for you. I think reading it would be simpler. So God bless, and visit the prayer page if you need prayer. Talk to you soon.